If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
We're playing this again for you, Dean.
I love it.
Want to give away a t-shirt or do a weather report before the vocal?
Yeah, man. Eliota Haynes and Jeremiah.
Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by.
We're trying to inject a little extra feel-good music into the broadcast these days because we need it.
I can listen to that song every day. By the way, the other day when we were talking about our DJ days, and you said that Fred Winston used to talk about coming out to see him at personal appearances. He's giving away stale peanuts or something.
Yeah,
I got some texts from him over the weekend. Today is his birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Fred.
Yeah.
Hopefully you go get some chili today in Fred's honor.
You know what? Fred's the guy you want to get quarantined with because he's a good cook.
He is an outstanding cook. He lives in Southwest Michigan now and living a nice, quiet life, and still made me spit out coffee reading his texts. Still hilariously funny.
He's a wit. It's 8:11 right now. And wow, this really got me hearing about John Prine. John's, what is he, like 73 now? And he's battling the coronavirus and in critical condition. Yeah. And he has a lot of fans around here pulling for him.
Yeah, one of Chicago's very own, born in Maywood. And, he was admitted to the hospital this past Thursday, came down with symptoms right away. He is, a critical condition right now. So, let's hope that he does okay.
Yeah, we're just hearing about more people in all walks of life as more people get tested and more people have the virus. So we have to get used to it. And really a terrible story about Joe Diffie.
Yeah, the country music star who died of coronavirus over the weekend. He was one of the biggest names in country music in the 90s. 5 number one hit singles, more than 20 top 10 hits. Did a lot of honky-tonk ballads and kind of lighthearted novelty songs through the years. Really good sense of humor. Extremely irreverent. He was only 61 years old. And died of complications of COVID-19.
Did you go to bed early, or did you watch some of that Elton John show last night on Fox?
No, I watched the whole thing.
That was good, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it. The performances, I was most touched by the things that came in between the songs. I mean, the songs were kind of the star of the show. But hearing some of the first responders, nurses, paramedics, police and fire department, the people who are actually out there and working with people who are sick or in need right now, talking about what their days are like. There was one in particular of a nurse, I think she was an emergency room nurse, who was practically in tears herself, saying how difficult this has been and what trying times there are, and she never knows what she's going to be facing, and often she's working alone in isolation, and it broke your heart, and it really kind of gave you a up-close and personal look at what the lives of these incredibly brave healthcare professionals are going through each day, dealing with people not always having the equipment that they need. It was very, very moving. Lots of stars, contributed words of support and telling us to wash our hands. But again, the star was the music. And Lady Gaga leads off this little montage.
I just wanted to check in to make sure that you're finding the time to be kind to yourself and doing whatever you can to maintain your mental health.
I'm sure you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puffed guy.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known.
No way.
I think that's the one that really got me last night, just in being completely blown away by performance. I mean, everybody else was in their living room, and they had very professional setups. They sounded great. But this Backstreet Boy performance in five different cities coordinating all of this, they would sound and look as good as they did during this broadcast. Look for this video someplace today. It's an epic performance.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Made me feel good. Nothing like some music. And you had Green Day represented and
right.
Billie Eilish.
Yep. Tim McGraw was in that particular one. Alicia Keys started the whole thing off with a beautiful ballad. The singer named Her was one of the big ones today as well. It was a really, really nice, I think the best of all the performances, these benefit performances, since we are what I am now calling the social distancing era.
Yes, yes, it's the Dean Richards Quarantainment Report.
Right.
You can use that.
Yeah,
you can use that.
It's not called entertainment anymore.
No, and you know what? That nurse in the car who was near tears, was she a nurse? I'm trying to remember.
I think emergency,
doctor?
But
you know, when she told her story, yeah, it brings it all home. You can read about this. You can hear about hundreds of thousands of healthcare professionals having a tough time. It doesn't really get you till you hear one person's story. And I agree with you, Dean. That moved me to tears.
Yeah, you see pictures on social media, people posting pictures in their break room, or a lot of nurses and doctors are doing little montages of their day. But this one just really, really will touch your heart. Mm-hmm. Of what a difficult job the healthcare professionals have all the time, but especially right now when equipment is at a premium.
I'll tell you what else got to me, especially as a father. There was a quick bit of video in one of those little features that they ran during the program that were so good last night. And it was a little kid. I think it was a little boy. He's probably about 4 or 5 years old, and he was wearing a surgical mask, and he was holding a teddy bear, and he had a surgical mask on the teddy bear.
Yeah.
And that really just ripped my heart out. Man, oh, man. All right.
This benefit, by the way, I mean, we're talking about how great it was. They were encouraging people to call in, to donate money online, which you can still do, by the way. Feeding America and first Responders for Children. The Children of First Responders benefit organization, they raised in excess of $1.5 million last night.
Great. Dean Richards is over at Channel 9 this morning, and let's talk a little bit about Twitch, Dean. I don't know if everybody knows what Twitch is. For a while, Marianne and I were doing some work for them, and as I understand it, it's mainly a platform for gamers, but they're trying to do more now. Is that right?
Yeah, for gamers, for a lot of music projects that are on there. It's an online platform where you can go and keep yourself amused with lots of different endeavors. But they are trying to expand their horizons. I thought Twitch is what I do when I have a difficult guest and I run out of questions. They did a huge benefit on Saturday. Really, it was kind of a marathon. Over 70 performers, back to back to back to back, big names, small names, independent names, all performing usually from their living rooms, from some kind of social isolation. But here's a couple that we picked out for you to listen to.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out.
And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Your city breaking and everybody shaking and you're staying alive, staying alive.
We had John Legend, we had Ellie Goulding, DJ Steve Aoki, and there was, of course, the wonderful Barry Gibb, Bee Gees fame. He performed his Stayin' Alive song with his son, Stephen Gibb. And I came to the conclusion after listening to this classic song on acoustic guitar, unplugged, that I still hate it.
Not even the unplugged version worked for you.
I thought it might be dreamy somehow, but when he got to the part, it was like, yeah, I still don't like that song. I remember.
There's some parody going around. Somebody remind me what if somebody did. Staying Alive and changed the words and made it apply to the pandemic. I'll pass that along. Somebody will remind me about that.
There's
in
a lot of parody songs that are. I mean, people are. That's what they're using their self isolation time with writing.
I know,
writing funny songs.
What's Spike Lee giving us now in the way of home entertainment?
Yeah, this is interesting. You know, the musicians are giving us music, and Spike Lee is doing something different. He has made available the script that he always wanted to get made of the Jackie Robinson movie. There was an actual Jackie Robinson story movie that was made back in the day that actually starred the real Jackie Robinson, but Spike wanted to make a version of the movie with Denzel Washington starring in the title role. Denzel said that he thought he was too old to play the role. One reason on top of another reason, the movie just never got made. It's been in the vault, the script, for about 20 years. And Spike is making the script available for you to actually read. You can go online, take a look at it. It's very interesting because you see how a movie script works and the direction and what camera angles are supposed to take place. It's a very, very interesting thing. If you're a movie fan, I think you'll enjoy it. But this is a movie that Spike said was his dream project. Just never was able to get this movie made. We put a link to it. It's a very, very long URL address to access it, but we put a link up at wgntv.com/deanslist. If you go there, you can find the list and look at the script if you want to.
Yeah, I remember seeing the original movie that had Jackie Robinson himself in it. It was not a great movie, and he was, of course, not a great actor, but it was interesting. But that movie they made a few years ago about his life, 42, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And maybe that was part of the reason why Spike Lee could never get his version done, because there was this other version that was already in the work. Chadwick Boseman starred in it. Harrison Ford co-starred in it. And it was a pretty good movie.
And do you want to leave us with a little classical music this morning?
This, I was literally in tears when I found this link. It's the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. You know how a lot of choirs and groups are getting together and they're doing songs. There'll be, seven or eight people, and they put them up on those video platforms where you can see all the people, and you see all the people singing. This is the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra doing Beethoven's Ode to Joy, and I just have a little clip for you. You can kind of get the essence of it. But if you have time today, sit and watch the full four-minute version of this. It starts very slow, and it builds and builds and builds. And it's so beautiful and so civil. I was you know, sitting watching going, boy, in this ridiculously disturbing time that we're living in right now, this song is exactly what you need to calm down a little bit, to get a little bit of perspective. Beethoven rocking the house here. Take a listen to that.
All right.
Individual musicians, the oboe player, the French horn player, the violins, all the different instruments in this orchestra, they each did their part. They synced them all up, and then they added that recorded vocal track to the whole thing later on just to kind of, wind it up. But watch this video from the beginning, and it's just, it's a one single guy and an oboe, and then a violin adds in, and another instrument is layered in, and another one. It's so beautiful. Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. You'll enjoy that.
WGNTV.com, right, to find
Correct.
That? It makes me want to hear that song that became a hit in 1970 by Miguel Rios. Remember that? That's it. And I was trying to think of the parody to Staying Alive, thanks to the text from the 815 area code, Staying Inside. That's going around the
inside.
Internet. Staying Inside.
Yeah, I could hear that.
Maybe you'll like that one. Thanks, Dean.
Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.